Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 16th, 2011. Mahmoud Abbas has stated on Wednesday that he is willing to travel to the Gaza Strip to meet with Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas in an attempt to restart the stalled reconciliation attempts between the two parties. Abbas also stated, speaking in Ramallah, that he will not run for re-election and that he still intends to hold elections within the next 6 months. The speech was made in response to the popular demonstrations attended by thousands at various locations in both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, calling for unity of all Palestinian peoples and an end to the political rivalry between Hamas and Fatah. Following these protests, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh invited Abbas to come to Gaza to renew unity efforts, a call that Abbas has apparently heeded, although Hamas stated that they have not been in direct contact with Abbas's office. Haniyeh said that his government in Gaza supports the youth movement's call for national unity based on reconciliation and transparency, and commented that several Palestinian leaders in the West Bank lack an independent political stance, and that those leaders fear reconciliation and political partnership, as such a partnership jeopardizes their personal interests and agendas. Hamas spokesman in the Gaza Strip, Dr. Sami Abu Zuhri, slammed the Maan news agency for what he called, quote, publishing false reports that proved it is biased towards the Fatah movement, end quote. Maan responded to the allegations, reiterating attacks were carried out by Hamas security forces against Gaza protesters. Abu Zuhri added that the actions of Maan reflect its nature as, quote, a tool in the hands of Fatah movement by publishing false reports that contradict reports published in local and international media agencies, end quote. Responding to the statements of Abu Zuhri and the government media office in the Gaza Strip, Maan said that it is concerned about this response, adding that, quote, a picture is better than a thousand words, end quote. Referring to pictures published by the Al Jazeera News, showing the security forces attacking non-violent protesters with batons. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Zakari Pahisia.